Hey, this is Julie Brown. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
All right. Hello and welcome to Dunkin's Donuts. This is Dunkin broadcasting to you on CITR Radio and brought to you and coming from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. I was off last week. I was away on a vacation to Mexico City. It was very fun. I got to meet, I met Ron Mayle from the band Sparks. He was at a pyramid. It was pretty magical. And so I've got a couple of songs about that. At the top, we heard Robin Trower, formerly of Procol Harum, the band that wrote the song A Whiter Shade of Pale from the 60s. And that was from his 1978 album Caravan to Midnight, the song I'm Out to Get You. And it figures prominently in the series finale of The Leftovers, the TV show, which I completed watching recently. And that song came on during this sequence, and I was like, damn, that's a jam. And so I looked it up, and great tune to start us off. On today's show, we've got some new Jessica Pratt, some new Beirut, some new Sorry Girls, and a preview of a couple of things happening this weekend, as I do. I'm going to start off, though, with Morrissey. He's playing in Mexico City. I missed him by a couple of days. He's playing there tonight, or tomorrow, and Saturday. So I'm going to play a song from his Alma Matters single. This is from 2003? No, 1997. Alma Matters was the lead single off of that album, and of the album Maladjusted. And this is the B-side, I Can Have Both. It's a topical song for Morrissey fans these days who try to have both. I'll explain that later. Okay, here is Morrissey.
Staring in the window of the shop that never opens, planning my selection from all the treats inside. Should I take as I desire, or shall I? Or should I hang around to be enticed inside? I'm trying to explain to myself I can have both. I'm trying to explain to the voice inside I can have both. I can have both. There's nobody around to say the small shy boy inside. He doesn't know he can have both. Smiling through the window to the one who never serves you. I've not been feeling myself tonight. Should I take as I feel like it? Well, shall I? Oh, shall I? Or should I wait and hope to be dragged inside? Oh, I'm trying to explain to myself I can have both. I'm trying to explain to the voice inside I can have both. I can have both. There's nobody around to say no. Who brainwashed the small shy boy inside? He doesn't know he can have both. Thank you.
she won't go out with me. No, she won't go out, 'cause my intellect's paper thin. She won't go out with me. No, she won't go out, 'cause my intellect's not like him. So like the
Trace your eyes, or her seashells painted on. tries to push her quilt. Lovely Claudine Jones still tries to push her quilt. Lovely Claudine Jones still tries to push her.
Holiday season, you're invited to the first annual presentation of the Minties, Mint Records Award Show and Mandatory Holiday Function. On Saturday, December 1st, dust off your cummerbund and diamonds and point your limo in the direction of the opulent ballroom of the Astoria Hotel at 769 East Hastings. The night will be a non-stop display of glitz and glamour, hosted by the legendary Ben Lye. You'll be rubbing elbows and watching sets from the biggest stars of Team Mint, including Dumb, Woolworm, Faith Healer, Liay, Needles and Pins, Energy Slime, Calarissa, and special guests, Necky. Tickets are on sale now at Red Cat Records and Neptune Records. Ta-ta!
Discorder Magazine presents Hail Discordia, 35 years of Discorder Magazine. This event showcases the diverse cover artwork in Discorder Magazine's 400-plus issue run from 1983 to present day. Catch the rest of the showcase running from October 29 to November 22nd, Monday to Friday, 12 to 5 p.m. We'll see you there.
All right, that was Mexican artist Robledo, with his song Guerrero, which means warrior in Spanish, came out a few years ago, 2009. I want to play some Mexican music, having been down in Mexico this past week. And before that, we heard Sparks from a 1972 album, can't find this anywhere other than on a compilation that Morrissey put out called Under the Influence, which was a compilation series out of the UK. And that's from 1972, the song Arts and Crafts Spectacular. And I can't even find it as a B-side to one of their singles, nowhere. So I don't know how Morrissey got a hold of it. A Sparks rarity. Morrissey is a big fan of Sparks. The song before that was called Lighten Up Morrissey. The Mail Brothers attempt to maybe tell Morrissey to like chill out a little bit with the weird right wing and Britain for British kind of rhetoric. That was their single from a few years back. The B-side to Brenda's... that was the A-side. There was a song about Brenda always in the way, which was the B-side. And at the top, we heard Morrissey with I Can Have Both from his Alma Mater single. And yeah, like I said before, I was at Teotihuacan, these pyramids outside of Mexico City. I was walking towards the big Pyramid of the Sun. I see this very dashing figure wearing a suit and a cool hat, kind of fedora-ish, but not a fedora. And I was like, wow, that person is overdressed for this heat. It was a really warm day. And he just looks like a vagabond. Who is that guy? And he sort of turned a little bit, and I noticed the pencil-thin mustache. And was like, holy cow, that is Ron Mayall. The Sparks played here a couple of days ago. He's here touring the pyramids. And so I didn't want to pester him or anything. I took a photo from very far away after we had chatted for a bit. But I just told him I was a fan, asked him how his show went. It was at a really expensive music festival, so I didn't go. And asked him to come to Vancouver. And he said he'd do his best. So that was a really nice interaction with him. He was very, very kind and nice to talk to. And a definite highlight of my trip. All right, moving on. All that is in the past now. Cindy Lee put out a cassette earlier this year entitled Model Express. For a long time, it was only on cassette. But now website has put it up online, and you can buy it digitally, and it's worth it. If you weren't able to get the cassette, which sold out, I think, in a day, and you want to listen to some Cindy Lee, highly recommend checking it out. So this is the song Dry Dive from that new record, new cassette, Model Express. Here is Cindy Lee. Thank you.
Upon a face with a lost and strangers to
All right, that was Beirut from their new album entitled Gallipoli. That was the title track, Gallipoli. And yeah, they're back from quite an absence. Zach Condon, I think that's his name. And yeah, nice to have them back. They're playing in Vancouver February 26th at the Orpheum. It's kind of pricey, but you know, if you're a fan, then it's worth it. So yeah, good to have you back, Beirut. Before that, we heard Jessica Pratt from her new album, Quiet Signs. That was the song This Time Around. And at the top, Cindy Lee from the Cassette Model Express, the song Dry Dive. Next up, Julia Holter. She is going to be here in March, so not for a while. But she has a great new album out called Aviary. And this is one of the more energetic numbers, like a bit of a toe tapper, if you will. Les jeux to you. I don't know. The games to you. Sure. Here is Julia Holter from her new album.
You're not the shoulder at the sand. If you remember the order of the letters, 'cause I'm far away. I'm lonesome, I need the tender sound. Blue is it that I hope you'll say? How do I know what I think until I say it? Aaron's nameless treasure. Can't you play along? No.
British Columbia is in the middle of an electoral referendum. Throughout November, eligible voters will be asked to choose between the current system of first-past-the-post or one based on proportional representation.
But what is proportional representation? The name gives a lot away. These are systems that match the overall proportion of votes cast in the province to the proportion of elected MLAs. That is, a party that gets 30% of the votes gets 30% of the seats in the legislature.
To learn more about First Past the Post and the proportional representation systems, go to uvotebc.ca. If you haven't received your ballot, go to elections.bc.ca to find out how.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Maybe I'm waking.
Right, that was Wild Kind from their forthcoming album, West Ends. That was the song Message Timing. Nice tune, great looking record. I really like the cover artwork, an assortment of landmarks from the West End, and all around great effort. Good job, Wild Kind. Before that, we heard Harley Small, his new single, Friends. And Harley and his band will be playing this Saturday at the Toast Collective. They're going to be playing along with Swamp Romance, whom I've never heard of. But sounds very promising. And Devours, who are the best. So that should be a fun night. Head on down to the Toast on Saturday. Before that, we heard Montreal's Sorry Girls from their new EP, Easier, out now on Arbutus Records. They've signed with Arbutus. And that was the song Waking Up. And at the top, we heard Julia Holter from her new album, Aviary. That was the song Les Jeux to You. And get your tickets. She's going to be here in March. You can never plan too soon to see an artist of Julia Holter's caliber. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. Check out the podcast at citr.ca. And stay tuned for K-Pop Cafe with Jaden and much a whole afternoon of swell programming here on CITR Radio. I'm going to close things out with a not topical song called In the Summer. It's a cover of a Fastback song, but it's done by Lisa Marr and the Transmitters, so I'll cut them some slack. Lisa Marr, formerly of the band Cub, former Shindig host, which I realized I read Grant Lawrence's brief history of Shindig in the Vancouver Courier, and I did not know that Lisa Marr was ever the host of Shindig. And another former Shindig host, Bryce Dunn of CITR, plays drums with the Transmitters. So they've teamed up for a four-song EP that'll be out in a couple of months, and it's a fundraiser for Girls Rock Camp, so a great cause. And this is the song In the Summer. Here we go. Thanks so much for listening, and I will check you next week. Okay, bye. Oh, bye.